on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the first 10 beds in the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital will open tomorrow, with the further 9 set to open in the autumn, pending confirmation of funding. Donegal County Council is currently seeking approval from An Bord Pleanála for proposed dredging along the River Finn. Meanwhile, the Council has responded to claims that Inishowen has been omitted from the emergency flood response plan. And a local priest has spoken of the devastation of the family of an 18-year-old who was found inside a burning car in Derry last weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the HSE says cover is being provided to ensure continuity of speech and language therapy services in West Donegal over the coming months. It's after concern was expressed last month that maternity leave would lead to a reduction in the service, as there was no guarantee of cover. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The HSE has confirmed two leaves are commencing, one assigned to the Social Care School Age Disability Service based at the Public Services Centre in Dunloe, the other to the Primary Care Service based in the Community Hospital in Dunloe. In the event that cover can't be approved, or if approved and unable to be filled, the overall staffing resources within the Donegal Speech and Language Therapy Service will be reviewed by the service manager. The HSE says in order to provide cover to caseloads in areas with unfulfilled posts, there may be a temporary reallocation of staff from other services areas in the county. The HSE says arrangements are currently underway to provide cover, and as per service practice, speech and language therapy service users will be managed on a clinical prioritisation basis. Funding has been made available for an additional speech and language therapist in the school age disability service. The recruitment process is currently underway, and the HSE says the aim is to fill this post by September 2019. This, they say, will support the provision of cover for the duration of the maternity leaves.
A Donegal deputy says it's vital there are no further delays in reopening the remaining beds in the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as confirmation was received that the first 10 beds in the ward will open tomorrow, with a further 9 expected to open in the autumn. Deputy Charlie McConlogue has raised concerns, however, that the remaining 9 beds are dependent on confirmation of funding from SEALTA. He says the government must ensure the ward is returned to full capacity as soon as possible.
I've had confirmation that the first 10 beds of the 19-bed short-stay ward is due to open from tomorrow, Thursday. So that's very good news, and the hospital deserves to be commended in terms of the preparation for getting those 10 beds operational, and in particular in relation to completing the recruitment process. A parliamentary question reply I've received also has indicated that the remaining 9 beds the hospital hope to open in Q4 of this year, pending funding from SEALTA. So the hospital, additional 10 beds will be of real benefit to the hospital, and certainly we hope that patients and families will see that help to improve the number of beds available, and reduce the number of patients and trolleys. And it's essential now that we see Minister McHugh and the government not allow any further delays in the remaining 9 beds to be opened, and to actually approve the funding necessary for that as soon as possible.
The key phrase in that answer you received is pending funding from SEALTA. Does that then suggest to you that there won't be extra money coming for those 9 beds? And if those beds are to open, they're going to have to be found within the existing budget that's already there?
It's always concerning whenever we're waiting on the government and SEALTA and the HSE to come through with funding, and we've seen that it's taken 2 years to get to this point, and it's now essential that we don't see more foot dragging from the government in relation to this. If Letterkenny Hospital gets the go-ahead and the confirmation that the funding will be available, they will be able to have those beds, additional 9 beds, opened by the end of this year as well, and the hospital very much needs it.
US President Donald Trump has touched down for his first presidential visit to Ireland. Slightly behind schedule, Air Force One landed at Shannon Airport within the last few minutes. From there, our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The US President Donald Trump has just in the last few minutes touched down at Shannon Airport with Air Force One arriving here, a large entourage accompanying the President, as four planes needed to bring them over from the UK where he was on a state visit. It's still taxiing along the runway here in Shannon Airport. He's due to be greeted by the Taoiseach along with Junior Minister Pat Breen, who of course is a Clare native where he's visiting today. After that, they'll have a bilateral meeting, a number of issues on the agenda: Brexit, trade talks, E3 visas for Irish citizens, as well as Northern Ireland and what the US can potentially do. But Donald Trump is in Ireland now for the first of 3 days, two nights he will spend in County Clare.
Donegal County Council is currently seeking approval from An Bord Pleanála for a proposed dredging of material for flood relief works to be carried out along the River Finn. The proposed works will include the removal of silt, gravel and boulders at three locations along the River Finn in the Ballybuffet and Stranorder areas. Local councillor Patrick McGowan is confident approval for the works will be granted. He says this is a small step in securing a long-term solution for the area.
This is something that would have been pushed for very much so by the Chamber of Commerce Flood Committee. In Ballybuffet and Stranorder, there was a small funding granted there by the Minister last year, and this is sort of to target certain areas within the town, and this will incorporate, as I say, dredging. There's two or three parts of the river there where a lot of silt and dirt and stones have gathered, particularly near the eyes of the main bridge in Stranorder, which effectively, if it got any worse, could turn the bridge into a dam. So that was one area that was of great concern. There's also a lot of vegetation and trees growing on the embankment itself. And what that means is that if a flood of water came down and washed out some of them trees, the root ball that would come with the tree could then expose the whole embankment. So this work now, if granted by An Bord Pleanála, we're confident that it will be, because, as I say, it's Donegal County Council, the lots agencies, OPW and different agencies have been working together on this one, and we are led to believe this will get a fairly quick turnaround. But it's very much welcome, because it means now we can get into the river to start doing this work.
And this indeed is something that has been long awaited in the Finn Valley area.
Absolutely. Since the last number of massive floods in the town, these are the first steps. They're by no means a long-term solution. The long-term solution is a completely new embankment around the town, and also permanent pump and sump. Now, we are also getting a sump put in place there behind the Aldi shop, which will connect all the main storm drains in the town together. And in the event then of the water rising, a pump will be put on there.
Meanwhile, the Buncrana Flood Group is challenging politicians to explain why Inishowen has been omitted from Donegal County Council's emergency flood response plan. The plan was published in March and Inishowen was used as a case study, but was not identified as an area of high risk despite being badly hit by the devastating floods of August 2017. Ahead of the group's monthly meeting being held this evening at 7 o'clock, a Cockhill Celtic Youth Club secretary of Buncrana Flood Group, Paul Clifford, believes there may have been some miscommunication. However, he says intervention from local representatives is essential.
We just don't understand. They've actually used us as an example of why an emergency flood plan is needed, but have left us off the plan. I would really like an explanation, I think, is important, but I think it's probably a mistake on part of the council or lack of communication. But in either event, I would like to be able to explain to members of the group why exactly this happened.
And you need the politicians, they need to be your voice to get this changed.
Well, we look at them as our public representatives. They're the communication between us and the civil servants who were responsible for this report. So as we see it, they should be acting on our behalf and speaking up for us and making sure that we're, particularly in Inishowen, speaking up for us and making sure that we're included in this, which is a really vital component of our protection against the flood. It's not just physical barriers, there's the planning element as well.
While you would be encouraging politicians to come along to the meeting, you're encouraging as many people as possible to come and unite in this.
Certainly, our primary aim is to share ideas, share knowledge and share whatever expertise we can get with people to help protect them in the future. So we've encouraged anybody to come along, even if they don't feel threatened by any future floods. But if they just want to find out how things go along or how they can help, then definitely come along. Everybody's welcome.
In response to the claims that Inishowen has been left out of the emergency flood response plan, the local authority says the peninsula has not been left out of the scope of the plan. They say that the list of towns included is non-exhaustive and additional towns or villages can be added if it is deemed appropriate. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Section 2.5 of the Donegal Flood Emergency Response Plan identifies a number of towns determined to have a high risk within Donegal. These are areas where there is historical evidence of regular flooding. This is also supported by the Catchment Flood Risk Assessment and Management Studies. These areas will have targeted flood action plans developed, which will be appended to the Flood Emergency Response Plan once they have been finalised. The flood action plans will have some additional information for responders, such as local area maps, vulnerable critical infrastructure and potential traffic diversions. The local authorities say that the list of towns is non-exhaustive and additional towns or villages can be added if it's deemed appropriate.
The unemployment rate for last month was the lowest it has been since February 2005. New CSO figures show the rate for May of this year was 4.4%. This means the number of people not working is 108,200, while youth unemployment is down nearly 5% from the same time last year. The government's National Broadband Plan advisers say it will only be affected if it's appropriately adhered to by both the state and Granhin McCourt. KPMG advised the government on the procurement and ownership options of the plan to deliver high-speed internet to 540,000 properties. The controversial project has been criticised due to the fact the state will invest €3 billion and won't own the network. But Michelle Conley, KPMG's lead partner for the National Broadband Plan, says if it's implemented properly, the project will deliver.
The solution on the table now, which is more expensive than originally envisaged, has been assessed as capable of delivering on government's requirements. It is underpinned by a contract that, if implemented and monitored appropriately, should provide government with the mechanisms to exercise oversight over the deployment and long-term operation of the network, to share in certain upsides, and to limit the downsides of the project.
The family of 18-year-old Kevin Cassidy, who was found inside a burning car in Derry on Saturday morning last, are said to be devastated by the tragic loss. Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the 18-year-old's death. They believe he was most likely still alive when the blaze started. It's reported that the car, a red Mazda 6, crossed the border into Donegal a number of times before it was reported on fire at Fairview Road. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, local priest Father Joe Gormley says Kevin had been working hard to turn his life around.
The last couple of days have been very difficult for them, because Kevin was missing for a couple of days and the worst fears were confirmed when the police said that the body in the car in Gaia was Kevin's.
And it had that awful period of time whereby the PSNI were appealing at one point for anyone who has anyone missing to come forward, because they had been unable to identify Kevin at that stage. But also you had the family desperately trying to spread the word on social media to learn of his whereabouts.
That's right, that's right. And the day before yesterday, it seemed to be, the two seemed to come together, you know, and then it was just took a while for the police just to confirm that yesterday.
And Kevin had been working hard to turn his life around, hadn't he?
Well, he had. A lot of people had worked a lot, very hard with Kevin. And social workers had done a lot of good work with him. And a number of months ago, he was seemed to be moving away from a past that is harmful to himself and harmful to others. But unfortunately, it seems over recent times, he's taken a number of decisions that have led him back into that past and have led to the tragic circumstances.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Check out the great range of Father's Day gift ideas for your dad, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and contrary to reports, the rape lawsuit filed against Cristiano Ronaldo is still open. A filing for voluntary dismissal has been lodged in Las Vegas, but Der Spiegel, who first ran the story, claimed the case is now before federal court. Catherine Mayorga claimed last year that the Juventus forward sexually assaulted her at a Las Vegas hotel in 2009. Der Spiegel say the change of court is down to the inability for Mayorga's lawyers to serve Ronaldo with the complaint. Ronaldo denies those accusations. Gianni Infantino has been re-elected as FIFA president through to 2023. Football's governing body's 211 members acclaimed him without a vote because he was the only candidate. Infantino was first elected in February 2016 to complete the term of Sepp Blatter, who was forced out of office following a series of corruption investigations at the organisation. Sligo Rovers have confirmed that goalkeeper Mitchell Beeney has left the club. The former Chelsea stopper joined the Bitter Red last summer, and his most recent outing came in the 3-3 draw with Waterford earlier this month. Christian Eriksen says he's open to leaving Tottenham to take up a new challenge. The midfielder has told a Danish magazine that he could stay in North London if offered a new deal, but his preference is a move away. Eriksen is reportedly a summer target for Real Madrid and has 1 year left on his contract at Spurs. The climax to the Nations League begins this evening as Portugal take on Switzerland in the first semi-final. Euro 2016 winners Portugal have home advantage in Porto for the 7:45pm kickoff. England and the Netherlands meet in the other last four clash tomorrow. In Gaelic games, Donegal are just one game away from another Ulster final and one step closer to retaining the Anglo-Celt Cup that they lifted last summer. To reach the Saturday's semi-final, they disposed of Fermanagh 2 weeks ago, while Tyrone, who have the favourites tag, have seen off Derry and Armagh so far. It's a tie that has followers of Northern Football craving the derby at Breffni Park. Donegal manager Declan Bonner says their preparation for the Tyrone battle has been good.
Yeah, it's supposed to change times, Oisin, from, you know, when you won a championship match in the past, you had time to think about it, and you had a couple of days to get back into training, and you'd have maybe 3 to 4 weeks of a break between matches. But no, not now. We met immediately after the match, and the focus was firmly put onto the Tyrone Raider, and we've been looking forward to it since over the last 2 weeks, and training's gone extremely well. Lads really looking forward to it, and exciting times and an exciting place to be, and this is where you want to be. Ulster semi-final, playing against one of the top teams in the country, and it should be a fascinating battle.
How are you fixed injury wise? How's the panel of players looking and to this semi-final at the weekend?
Yeah, listen, I mean, the lads have trained since the Fermanagh game. There's been no knocks. We're really pulling off a full squad that we had against Fermanagh. So listen, it's been good. Preparation, I have to say, has gone extremely well.
And that was Donegal manager Declan Bonner there. Tyrone beat Donegal by 7 points in the Super 8s last summer. Former Tyrone star Enda McGinley is expecting a closer game this time around.
Tyrone obviously have changed tactically this year. My gut feeling is that Donegal's forwards, the likes of Jamie Brennan, the likes of Gallen, the likes of Niall O'Donnell, have a new influx of young forwards, again very talented. Kieran Thompson, they've Langan there in the background. Of course, Murphy and McBrady. They have massive, massive forward potential, which has been coming together now this past few years, and them boys are still all nearly in their early 20s. Tyrone don't have that firepower at all. Last year, the two deciding men in the championship wall in the Super 8 game was Petey Hart and Niall Sludden for me, and both men were quiet the last day, and that is a concern for Tyrone. Yes, Cathal McShane is going much better. The full forward play is much, much better now from Tyrone. But Donegal are experienced enough to be able to negate that more than it has been negated at any time so far this season. And then you're looking for Tyrone's plan. What was their plan A, their plan B, their running game? But two of their best players of that running game, Sludden and Hart, are a wee bit off colour. Were certainly off colour the last day. So Tyrone have wee things to look to get right, certain players to come back on to form again. Donegal look to have great potential there. But again, they've had great potential for the last couple of years, but their age profile would suggest they should be ready to make a push on it.
And that was a former Tyrone star, Enda McGinley there. In tennis, organiser at Roland Garros have confirmed that play has been cancelled for today. No play was possible before the heavens opened in Paris, and with no sign of the rain stopping, today's matches have been deferred. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic was slated to face Alexander Zverev in the quarterfinals, while defending champion Simona Halep was due to go up against Amanda Minasova. And finally, in boxing, one of Ireland's top medal hopes for the Tokyo Olympics could be turning pro. It's reported that Joe Ward is close to agreeing a deal with American promoter Lou DiBella. Westmeath Southpaw Ward, who was named on the Irish squad for the European Games last week, is a three-time European champion and twice world silver medalist. That's all your sports news on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, planning permission for the proposed Donegal Bay Maritime Centre has been granted. The project on the pier in Donegal Town will be used as a base for water-based recreation on the bay and a tourism hub for the Donegal Town area. Former councillor Seamus Maguire is project lead, and on today's 9 till noon show, he said a number of funding streams have been identified.
There's been a real explosion of activity down at the pier, and I suppose this is kind of, in a small way, an answer to that, and to try and get a bricks and mortar facility there that will cater for that activity, but also we'd have a vision that it would have a wider usage and that some tourism element that captures our rich maritime heritage and culture. There are funding routes coming down the track in terms of Fogg's Ireland. We are in deep discussions with Donegal County Council as well in terms of rural development and rural regeneration. This will take an amount of funding, there's no doubt about it, but I think we have to have the ambition. I think it's vitally important for Donegal Town. I think it's probably one area where we can see the biggest amount of development, and it's the biggest amount of potential tourism capture for us. I mean, we're a gateway town, but I would see Donegal Town very much as offering much more, and the potential here is to capture the interest and to capture more tourists to stay longer in Donegal Town and use these facilities. The greatest facility we have is the bay coming out of the pier, I believe personally, and I think we should expand and the potential activity there to not only the community but also the tourists as well.
That's an incredibly historic part of our county too, either side of that bay really. You know, there's great history there.
There's a whole history there, and it's great to take our young people out to that and to tell them about that. I mean, that's what's making, you know, making history alive and making it live, and that's what's most important, I would feel.
Weather now mainly cloudy this evening with rain in most parts, heavy in a few places. Northwesterly winds will be light in most areas with lowest temperatures tonight of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE says cover is being provided to ensure continuity of speech and language therapy services in West Donegal over the coming months. It's after concern was expressed last month that maternity leave would lead to a reduction in the service as there was no guarantee of cover. A Donegal deputy says it's vital there are no further delays in reopening the remaining beds in the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as confirmation was received that the first 10 beds in the ward will open tomorrow, with a further 9 expected to open in the autumn, pending confirmation of funding. Donegal County Council is currently seeking approval from An Bord Pleanála for proposed dredging of material for flood relief works to be carried out along the River Finn. The proposed works will include the removal of silt, gravel and boulders at 3 locations along the River Finn in the Ballybofey and Stranorlar areas. And the family of 18-year-old Keevan Cassidy, who was found inside a burning car in Derry on Saturday morning last, are said to be devastated by the tragic loss. Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the 18-year-old's death. They believe he was most likely still alive when the blaze started. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 5th of June. The death has taken place of Michael Gallagher, Ballynally Moville, formerly of 98 Loch Ash, Dunamana. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Ardeven Carndonna, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Sissy MacDade, Main Street, Remelton. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of James McLaughlin, White Paddy, Carol Moore, Mallon. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, going to St Mary's Church, Lag, Mallon, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of David Arthur McCarter, 79 Woodend Road, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Lekpatrick Presbyterian Church Burial Ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Glenside ATC. The house is private, please.